My soul says, God is my portion. That's a pasuk, a passage from the book of Eicha, from Lamentations, the third chapter. Chelki havaya omra nafshi. My soul says, God is my portion. And the Medrash on that pasuk says, what is this pasuk referring to? What causes our souls to declare that God is our portion, chelki havaya omra nafshi? So the Medrash brings a parable, an anecdote, a story that, so to speak, conveys what it is that's going on by this declaration of our soul. One time, a king entered a country with his whole entourage. There was a royal procession, and the king, who was traveling throughout his empire, his kingdom, entered a country with his royal procession, followed by his whole entourage of aristocratic leaders, of dukes, counts, and barons. And as this procession was traveling through the capital city, there were those people who thought to themselves that the best way that they're going to be able to get closer to the people in charge and get their hands on the pie, a piece of the pie, to be able to get, you know, protectia, to be able to get money and benefits. So some people made a cheshbon, they calculated, the best thing is for me to connect myself to that count, because I know that he has a lot of pull in the government. And there were other people that said, another guy that said, you know what, if I want to be able to, you know, get a good portion and have the right pull, I'm going to get close to the baron. And there were those people that said, nah, the one that has the most pull, that'll be able to really, really get myself some nice, you know, government funding, or, you know, ways to get my hands on the faucet that distributes all the different funds and allocates the benefits. I got to get myself close to the duke. But the Medrash then continues, Hoya pikech echad. There was one wise person, among all the rest of the crowd, that said, Ana nosiv malka. I just want the king. I will take the king to my portion. I'll do everything I can to have just a relationship with the king himself. Because all these other officers, the dukes and the counts, the barons, the marquises, they all change. They're all temporary. But the king never changes. And that, the Medrash concludes, is the meaning of the verse, the pasuk, my soul says, I take God as my portion. But the Lubavitch Rebbe asked once in a famous mimer, he says, what do you need to be a wise person? The Medrash is saying that there was one wise person that figured that he might as well go straight to the king. Wouldn't any idiot know that? Wouldn't even a small baby realize that the king is greater than the dukes and the barons and the counts? And this, of course, the Medrash is explaining, not just that it's coming from wisdom, but even my soul says that I take God as my portion, meaning it's coming from our soul. That's the mila, that's what our soul knows, that it has to take the king and not the officers. And then the Medrash continues and says, so too there are some nations that worship the sun, and some nations worship the moon, and some nations worship nature, but the Jewish people, Yisrael, only worship God. Our soul says, God is my portion. And again, the Rebbe asks, how does this connect to the parable? In the parable, if you become buddy-buddy with the dukes and the barons, you do get your hands on the piece of the pie. You do get some benefits. But seemingly, worshiping the sun and the moon and the stars and the sun and the earth, that doesn't really bring any benefit because they don't really have any power. Idol worship doesn't really have any power. So how does the parable fit with a concept that it's trying to say that other nations or other people worshiping other things are like trying to buddy up to the aristocrats that really do give you a benefit? So the Rebbe explains a fundamental idea in theology, which also becomes a fundamental idea in our hearts, that has to become something deep in our hearts. You see, according to Kabbalah, according to Hasidic theology, when a person does idol worship, which in a broader sense doesn't just mean literally worshiping the sun and the moon, it means connecting oneself completely to material things, spending one's life constantly seeking material benefit, worshiping money, power, wealth, luxury, Netflix, financial security, love, entertainment. When anything becomes one's idol other than God, then actually a person does get more financial material benefit. Because even though we believe in the concept of reward and punishment, but the concept of reward and punishment, that you get exactly what you deserve, only applies when you're worshiping God, when you're trying to connect to Hashem. Because when you're trying to connect to Hashem, one has to come to a state of nullification. One has to become really connected to Hashem in a deep way. And then you actually get rewarded exactly what you deserve. However, when a person strays and worships other things in the world more than one worships God, then as the Zohar says, that the spirit of impurity, if a person connects oneself to the spirit of impurity, is always found for free, without any effort, chinam en ha-mitzvahs, without any effort, completely for free, and a huge amount of influx of influence and benefits one could get from it, which in very simple English means the fact that people that seem to be rebelling against God or forgetting about God very often get tremendous abundance and tremendous amounts of money and success and fame, etc., etc., is because the spirit of impurity, the sitra achra, the other side, for free, without any effort, without having to do anything other than selfishly looking for one's own self-interest, gives a lot of abundance and sustenance, because you're not plugged into the system of reward and punishment from Hashem. So the question, of course, becomes, so why would anyone want to worship Hashem? Why would anyone want to have to get one's money and one's sustenance and one's shidduch and one's health and everything else just from God if one is carefully judged for that? And you only get what you deserve, as opposed to if a person gets from the spirit of impurity, you get an abundance for free. And the answer is that the wise person whose mind is influenced by his soul, says, Chelki Havaya Omer Nafshi, my soul says, declares, God is my portion. Onanosiv Malka, I just want the king, even if I'll end up getting less. I just want to get whatever I have from Hashem. I don't want to have an abundance of things from the side of impurity. Whatever I will get in my life, I only want it if it comes from the King, from Hashem. That's the ultimate declaration of the soul. And you see, we learned on Friday from the Ishbitzer that Hashem, out of his great love for us, not like the snake, doesn't give us blank checks. Hashem, from his side, wants to be connected to us in our lives in the deepest way. That's the Ishbitzer talking about from Hashem's side, why he makes it that if we want things from Hashem, we have to always be lifting our eyes up to Hashem. But today, we're learning from the Lubavitch Rebbe, from our side, from our perspective, we still have another option to get a blank check. We still have another way to get a credit card, and that is the side of impurity. If we, Chalila, God forbid, if a person connects themselves to the side of impurity, they'll get an abundance. But throughout the generations, and to this day, the Jewish people preferred being connected to God more than any other benefits they could get from this world. Chelki Hashem Manafshi, our souls say, God is our only portion.